Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Deborah. Welcome to PGN, June 1st, 2021. Good to be with you and among you this evening. Thank you for joining us and those online and those dialed in. And ministry will begin shortly. You can dial in at any time and press 1 on your keypad to receive prayer or a share testimony or a prayer request. 319-527-6027. Well, good evening, everyone. Again, thank you for joining us. It's a joy to be here. And I praise God. Praise God for Tuesday evenings and the blessing of the Lord and his presence to be with us. Well, so thank you for joining us. I'm going to share a dream that I had, actually 5:28. So it was within the last time we met, I believe. And there were some crossover things that overlapped and whatnot during the week and at church that I thought were interesting. And that as I was looking up some symbols and some things and asking the Lord about this, I realized that I talked a little bit. Some of it's going to be about the breath of God. There's an element within the dream that was the breath of God that I had spoke. More so on the spirit of the Lord and the spirit of might on 5:11. So, and then last week I had shared on the royal priesthood. So tonight I'm going to be sharing about a dream that I had. So let me set this up first. And I believe this is it a dream for me as well, but I believe it's something that were to the elements in it are things that we all need to take a hold of, and I believe it's a time thing, like there's an element of time on it for all of us. So before I do that, I just want to say, in Hebrews, let me just start by saying, because of the Word of God, we know the Word was made flesh, right? So this is important that we start here, because in John 1:1-4, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Okay, so in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay, so that was Jesus. It was like as if Jesus was the Word coming alive, and then the Holy Spirit within us is Jesus incarnate and his power and his carrier, you know, those elements of his spirit and are within us as we are created ourselves in the image of God, interesting enough, which is, you know, like, blow your mind. Okay. So being created in the image of God, right? When we know it comes, like the preeminence of God comes from Colossians 1. So that's where the backbone of the foundation of this would come from. But also in Hebrews 1:3. Now let me read this to you. I'm going to read this to you in a couple different versions, just so that you can hear and understand and draw out more, because this element is really, really true. So in the NIV, in Hebrews 1:3, the Son, which they're talking about S-O-N, Jesus, the Son is the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. So it's what was spoken, and it's also the light of men and the light of men, right? That came forth out of the word, that living being. Like if you took the book and you laid it open on both hands and you breathed life into it, kind of like the, you know, that winter thing where you see, you know, the breath blow on it and the waves take it and the air come and then And then formed right before you would be Jesus. That's the word coming to life right before you. And not only that, is he the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his Father, but he is sustaining all things by his powerful word. So his word is so incredibly important, both his logos and his rhema word. And I know that you all know that being prophetic people, it is sustaining and is sufficient, and it is your manna to receive the word of God, the living, breathing word of God in your life, just how sustaining and powerful that is. So the voice version in Hebrews 1:3 says, this is the one, and actually they're talking about Jesus, who imprinted with God's image, shimmering with his glory, sustains all that exists in the power of his word. So if the Lord brings forth his word, listen, sometimes as you do as well, not even sometimes, but especially when I feel it sparks something in me, which I just did there, is of God, when it does that, when it comes to life like that, and I feel that quickening, and I just feel it come to life there. The emboldened word starts to stir, engrafted word, and so he sustains all that exists through the power of his word. So, you know, you can pray, Father God, for the power of your word that has come forth. Let this word exist. Let it come into being. Let me do what I need to do in obedience to your word, you know, and that is honorable unto you, that you might be glorified and be glorified through me, Lord. Sustain this word, and may it exist through your power and through your spoken word, God, and you receive the glory in Jesus' name. So I'm just reading the first part of that verse as the second part of how Jesus, it's just reiterating that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he was the one that purged our sins. Okay, so just clarifying that. Now I'm going to read Hebrews 1:3. I'm going to read verses 1 through 3 in the Amplified, okay, because really in every single chapter, you know how they have a little heading, if you go to the NIV, New King James Version, Amplified, the Voice Version will draw out, will have little captions, little highlighted caption boxes of some history and of some content, which is included in it. But most of them, the other ones will have the caption of something of the sort where God's final word in his son. So it's talking about God's final word in his son, okay? So first one, and then the Amplified. God having spoken to the fathers long ago, the voices and the writings of the prophets and many separate revelations. Okay, so God was speaking through his prophets. We know that, but we just need to be reminded of this in the Old Testament. But this is in Hebrews. In separate revelations, okay, each of which set portion of the truth and in many ways has in these last days spoken with finality to us the person of the one who is by character and nature his son, namely Jesus, whom he appointed heir and lawful owner of all things. Through him also he created the universe, that is the universe as a space, time, matter, and continuum, because he's omni, you know, powerful, knowing, and present. The sun, now here's verse 3, the sun is the radiance and only expression of the glory of our awesome God, reflecting God's Shekinah glory, the light being the brilliant light of the divine. I like that. And the and the exact representation and perfect imprint of his Father's essence and upholding and maintaining and propelling all things, the entire physical and spiritual universe by his powerful word. This is what is being upheld, maintained, and upholded is by his powerful word, carrying the universe along to its predetermined goal. Praise God, so be it, Lord. So when he himself and no other hand had, by offering himself on the cross, a sacrifice for our sin, accomplishing purification from our sins and establishing our freedom from guilt, he sat down, revealing his complete work at the right hand of the majesty of the Father, revealing his divine authority. Okay, that's just reiterating who Jesus did and what he has authority to do, and he did it and accomplished it, and he is all dwelling, okay? And so, but by his word, this is how powerful his word is. Just to reiterate this, and at the beginning, you know, he is the God that is there, and he will speak his word. He did it throughout the Old Testament, and he is given the invitation to hear his voice, even in the Old Testament. That's where it began. To have fellowship with humanity and to come for humanity, it's incredible that he would have such a, that he literally, I mean, we bow before him, but literally, this is going to make me cry, literally, he is he's bowed down before earth, reaching down to us and sustaining us by his word. I mean, reaching us in humanity and offering us fellowship with him. And not that he is sustaining in and of himself and by himself, certainly, and is all powerful, but yet he does offer that. And he sends it forth an invitation. He's made a way, and he's given his word, and his word became life, the light of men. That was what his word is. So this is why it's important in his word. And then knowing also, before he sent Jesus, God still was speaking through voices and writing. So the scribes and what they were writing, and the prophets, okay, speaking many different revelations and in part and with finality, meaning these prophecies came to pass in and of Jesus, right? And in and of Jesus being fulfilled, and then even yet still more prophecies being fulfilled. Okay, so in church, ironically enough, they were talking about, he gave this took me some time to find this. I wish I would have wrote it down a little bit quicker when I was in church. But it was a quote from Plato. He was just talking about philosophers. He was actually speaking from Colossians 1. But Plato said this, a Greek philosopher, some 2,000 years ago, perhaps. Roughly 2,000 years ago. His quote is to say, We are hopeless unless we find some sure word of God and use it as a raft to down the river of life. So he's saying, unless God gives us a word, we're hopeless. 2,000 years ago, philosopher. Okay, praise God. Praise God, the word of God. And I feel like this is so true for today, that God's breath, when he breathes his breath on something by his spirit, by his wind, by the mind of Christ, and by the spirit, that is what the Ruach breath of God is, by way of the Holy Spirit within our lives to reach us and to touch us. We take this word of God and we use it. We take the word of God and we use it. We come into agreement with it, especially with the prophetic word. You come into agreement with it and you see how you can cooperate with that word, even the written word to the Logos word. We want to come into agreement with that and how we're to cooperate with it. Whether we're to yield and to repent, know that we're a sinner, turn from our ways, act of obedience, step of faith, risk of faith, really stretching faith, whatever it might be, whatever it might be, it's his breath spoken. We take it and use it, and that's when it's going to get us to where we need to be, as a life-saving flotation down the river of life. This makes sense to me. I don't know if Plato had it in such a manner as we understand today and then the prophetic, but so be it. It still makes sense, right? Just like Paul's prayers are so rich. They are such, there's such depth and richness to them, and they're very concise to the measure of the Holy Spirit and what God can do. It's just incredible that he wrote them so long ago and in such a manner. Okay, good. I need a drink of water there. So here's my dream. So my dream was, and I actually wasn't, let me just say this here, I actually wasn't sleeping too well. And then I realized through some data that I was tracking that I wasn't getting like, I thought, oh, I know why I maybe stopped dreaming is because I wasn't getting like deep sleep and adequate sleep. It was really just fair sleep. So I thought, well, maybe that's just why it's affecting my dream life, you know? And when I realized that, and so I asked the Lord, I said, well, I would like to dream again. I mean, I like to have a dream when I wake up and I know I've been in the presence of the Lord and, you know, he just imparts something to you in your dream and it's quick and as, you know, sharp and as fast as it can be in a blink of an eye, you know, but it's the Spirit of God and it's just, it's a great way to start your day, right? And so here's my dream. And in this particular dream, I know it's very short, but I do know that in this dream, when I have these dreams like this, the Lord is like, I feel his presence with me, like almost like we're standing shoulder to shoulder or next to each other. So I don't really see him, but I understand that he's like next to me, next, side by side, and wanting me to see this, like these elements that are in the dream. So he's wanting to show me something or teach me something. And I know that that's a word, a lot of times it comes out as ends up being as a word of knowledge. So again, this dream, 528, I had this at the end of May. So what I seen was a lawn, and it was an open space in a lawn. I don't know if it was a park, but the grass was green. It wasn't really long. It looked like almost the grass was almost like new grass. Like it wasn't thick. The grass wasn't thick, and it wasn't much like it has been mature. It looks like it had been somewhat of new grass, and we were walking along the path, and we seen it from a distance. There was a tree there. And I had seen the grass. So the grass was, you know, I don't know if it was a park or not. I'm not sure. But it was just an open space where there was a lawn there and the grass was green. And I seen that there was a bill, money. There was a bill laying on top of the grass. And when I looked, I got closer. I looked and I seen, but still from a distance, that it was a $10 bill and it was folded. And there was a light breeze that was happening. So it was a light wind or a light breeze that was happening. And so as I was looking at it, because I was thinking, well, I was kind of waiting for, because also in those dreams where it feels like a word of knowledge is that we just speak to each other, knowledge to knowledge. No one, usually in my dream, I'm not asking the question. I'm just thinking it in my mind. And then he answers and he tells me. So it's just like from knowledge to knowledge, the mind of Christ. And so I was thinking, well, what does he want me to do? Like I see that the bill is folded and the wind was blowing because I could see the grass was moving a little bit. And then the wind was picking up a little bit and I knew it was going to blow. This $10 bill was going to blow, like the wind was going to start to take it up and move it. And I felt the unction, like you better take a hold of it. Like you better step it up and then take a hold of it so you do not like lose the $10, like go get it, you know, like it's there for you. Like, so like go take a hold of it, like pick up the pace a little bit so you can take a hold of it. And then that was the dream. Okay. So the $10 bill was folded, laying on the lawn. The wind was blowing. And then there was this unction and understanding as the wind was picking up to take hold of it, to take hold of this $10. So in the dream, so when I woke up from my dream, I jotted down some notes on my phone just so I just wouldn't forget it. And so my first unction was I didn't know for sure if this $10, I was thinking tenfold, right? The $10 bill was folded. So tenfold. I didn't know if it needed to be planted. And I think I was even wondering that in the dream, now that I'm speaking of it, is that I was wondering, does that need to be planted? That tenfold, does it need to be planted? And I thought of the parable of the sower. So that's in Matthew 13. And the parable of the sower is really about the kingdom of God, as you know. And it's just planted seeds start to grow. The word of God starts to deepen and grow within the person. Okay. So this could be true, too, for the word of God that has been spoken and the breath on that, to that something's starting to flourish and something starting to come up and to come to the forefront, right? So we just are faithful. We're faithful with a little. We're faithful to plant and faithful to harvest our tenfold. But I think there's a tenfold return. And this may not even, so it's the word of God and the kingdom of God, but it's the, okay, so, but the parable of the sower is, it's literally the word of God, just like I was reading in Hebrews 1 and in John 1:1, and that, so the logos and the rhema word that is spoken is going to bring forth a tenfold, okay? So we're starting to grow, the seeds are planted, we're starting to grow, and deep, you know, as that comes forth, like the, as we see it come forth, it's because there's a deepening of the growth that has happened as we see it come forth. Okay. So, again, the breath or the wind is the same thing. And the Ruach breath of God is, you know, when I had talked about that in the Spirit of the Lord, it is the same thing. The breath, the wind, the mind, and the spirit are all a description of the Ruach breath of God. Okay. So, and the next element. Okay. And the wind, okay, the wind was also blowing. It wasn't just a wind of the Holy Spirit. So it's also talking about it was starting to pick up, right? The wind was starting to pick up, which represents wind blowing like that is the power of the Holy Spirit and angelic presence, okay? Psalms 104:4 says, he makes winds his messengers and flames of fire his servants. Okay, so there definitely was a message in that. Okay, and then also, there was Ezekiel 37. Remember the breath of, was it prophesied to the breath? Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath in the four winds, and breathe into the slain that they might live. So the breath of God is coming. So there's a breath on it to bring life, to be sustaining, and to be living and powerful. That is what the Spirit of God does, okay? That's what the Spirit of the Lord does. Now, the grass was green. That represents, as I looked this up, happiness, joy, new growth, increase, distinction, provision, safety. Okay. And then also was Deuteronomy 11. And many of you have probably heard of Deuteronomy 11, where it even talks about love and obedience rewarded. And this is true. This is still remains true, and God's not legalistic, but certainly an expression of our love and our obedience. There is a mystery. There is a mystery to the reward in that. So in Deuteronomy 11:15, and this one I bore witness in my spirit when I read this verse, that it is a season to gather too. Okay, there's a season to gather here. And so, Sophia of Commands, I'm giving you today to love the Lord your God and serve him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. Then I will send rain on your land in its season. So there's a season happening here, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, the new wine, and the olive oil. I will provide grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. So I just see that he is faithful and that there's a season of gathering here, a season of provision of tenfold. And I'm not even exactly sure what the tenfold is. I don't know that it's completely monetary. I think it does have to do with the breath of God and the spirit of God and growing in many different ways. It can be growing in peace, growing in strength. You can have a tenfold return of strength in the Lord and of, you know, those things. It's not always monetary, but there is a blessing on loving the Lord, because when we love and adore the Lord, those are forms of worship. Whatever expression you have and however you do that out of love and adoration, that is considered worship. Okay, not just singing and not just opening up your heart. And I get it. I love music and I love and appreciate music, and I worship music is very fluid in my spirit. It can just sweep me up and take me away. Of love and adoration towards the Lord is obedience. And there is a reward in that, even when you're silent, right? Even when you bless your enemy, bless those who persecute you, when you do these things, there is a blessing. You're doing it out of love for the Lord. Yeah, they're challenging and they're counterintuitive, but and I'm not even sure. There's probably more I could look into to, as I'm speaking now, to look into on the tenfold. But so the fact that there was a currency in this dream, literally the $10 bill, and it was $10 folded, that because of this money or dollar, the currency, meaning there's something current. It's current. That's why I'm saying there's a season for it now. And the number value, which was 10, has to do with law, pastor, law, order, government, restoration. Okay. And then also money has to do, specifically money has to do with favor, blessing, increase, inheritance, those things. So, but there's also presentation of being distinguished as those for the Lord, right? Because we're distinguished because we carry his word and we carry his power. So the favor in that and the blessing and the inheritance and the prestige in that is, could be distinguished as a person in your life. You know, a tenfold return of strength, a tenfold return of courage, you know, whatever that might be. So it's not always necessarily monetarily, but it is something that will provide for us and sustain for us and the preservation for that. Just like in Ezekiel with the breath to prophesy that the breath, right, it brought life, it brought preservation. And it removed darkness, it removed death, it removed oppression. So those, because those are the virtues and the nature of God. The nature of God is to come forth and to bring life and to offer his breath and his word. And without it, we are hopeless. Without his word, we are a hopeless people. So we are looking for to the word of God and for a word of God this evening. And I just thank him for it. I'm sure you do too. So if you would like prayer this evening or ministry or have a comment, or maybe you have a greater insight on some of the dream element symbols that I shared this evening, you're welcome to bring forth anything that the Holy Spirit maybe has quickened your heart, or you just recently learned, or just some irony or coincidence, I should say, in that, then you're welcome to bring those. While you would just press one on your keypad. So in between time of ministry and while we're waiting, I'm going to go ahead and play this little song here. I'm going to play this song here. So let's see.
Amen.
Okay, just sweep you away in the prophetic there. Although I did think there was words to it, but because I forgot that part. Okay, we're going to open up our first phone line caller this evening. So 972-365, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening, Miss Deborah. This is Rhonda from Texas.
Hey, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
What do you got going on over there in Texas?
I'm actually not in Texas. Right now, we had brought my mother-in-law home to visit. Me and my husband, we're still taking care of her, to God be the glory. So we try to bring her home like every 3 months. And when we are able to take off work, we drive her out here and be a long road trip and bring her here and check on her house and so she could see some of her family, that still lives here.
Oh, okay.
So we came out here and just enjoying the weather and the peace and quiet out in the country.
Okay, good. Good. Good for you. Well, God bless you guys for taking care of her. I know
yes,
that can
ma'am.
Be a big task, yes, a labor of love.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's pretty good to hear your voice. It's been a while, so it's good to hear you.
You as well.
I
was on last week listening to you, but I didn't get to push one because I was at work and my phone service was messing up. But I listened in last Tuesday, and I really enjoyed it. It was very, 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 very encouraging.
Okay, yes. Good. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, well, let's pray. I'm glad you got were able to dial in tonight and for ministry stuff, prayer. So, Father, we just thank you for Rhonda, Lord, and we just bring her, Lord, before you, Father, and at your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the activity that she has in her life according to the Spirit, God, and the refreshing. I'm just seeing like a pool, and there's many, not a pool in the United States, but actually like a pool, more like a Hebrew type of pool. But I'm seeing lots of activity in it, lots of joy, and there is a direct representation of you with the many people that are in this pool or river, you know, whatever you want to call that. So, Father, I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the joy of the Lord in these people's lives through what Rhonda, you know, has spilled over through the rivers of living water upon these people, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the washing of the word even taking place. I thank you, God, for and this washing of this word has even healed people. And, and that they've learned to use the washing of the word even themselves to heal themselves and to remove their own stains and to remove these unwanted, you know, like calluses or unwanted places that need healing. So I thank you. I thank you, God, for them even growing and the understanding of your word. Wow, that's so powerful. And utilizing your word, God, to rejuvenate, Lord, even their physical bodies, Lord, and healing for it, God. Send it forth, Lord. May that even increase. May that increase tenfold. In Jesus' name. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And I'm seeing you enjoy it like you just even enjoy it, even as the Lord does, how it delights his heart. It delights your heart as well to watch the people set free and enjoy, not enjoy, but that they have joy inside of them and being with the Lord and the Spirit and the Word. Thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to ask the Lord, like, what's next for Rhonda, God? What's next for her, Father? In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I see the Lord begin to take you deeper as well. And he's covering places like this water goes up to your knees and then it's up to your heart. And so he's covering places within you. And so as this water is increasing, I just see the Holy Spirit doing a work in those areas in your life. And it's, it's really just between you and the Spirit. I'm not seeing specifically what that work is or any indication, but it's an inward work. And the Lord, just like he wants to keep it private between the two of you, which I could so respect. And I just think that's very cool to even see that in the Spirit. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. And I thought there was a verse and where it says, I think this is the verse I was thinking was Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor the flames scorch you. Let me just open this up a little bit more, and because I'm only getting the one verse there. But I was thinking first the first part of that verse is when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers you shall not overflow. Okay, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave you for ransom. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore, I will give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. For I will bring the descendants from the east and gather them from the west. It's his faithfulness to you as you're serving him. And him making a way for you. So I was like, he's speaking, and redeeming Israel, but that he will be with you as you walk through these waters. So, and I don't see it being turbulent or anything. It's just really going deeper with the Lord. But as you're doing that, you're going deeper with the Lord, and then he's going deeper with you in places in your heart that are, that are for him. And it's not that it's sinful or anything like that or wrong or off. It's just making room for him, making more room for him and to reflect him more and more. So praise the Lord.
Yes. Jesus.
Yeah.
Whew, I take all of that. thank you, Jesus. I know for the last couple of years, I'd say maybe the last couple of years, sometimes you could like feel like you're on fire for the Lord and then seem like things stop and sometimes you don't understand it. But I noticed like the last couple of years, the Lord has brought like older women into my life that's like I've been real good friends with my neighbor down the street that's like 80 something now, and recently she just lost her husband, and her family doesn't, her sister comes every now and then, but her children haven't been here. But I can see the Lord using me in her life for it's like ministry. I take her to the store, I do her yard, and I think you had prayed for her one time when she lost her husband, and one word you gave me was to continue to hug her. And one day she wasn't feeling too good, and I gave her a hug, and it's like she just held on to me. And after we
wow.
got back from the store, she said that hug kind of set her free from some things that had, like, darkness was over her that morning. But it really, really helped her. And then a ministry that I had became a part of, very small, intimate ministry, there was another lady, older lady, that's from Kenya, that just gravitated to me. And her and I have become real good friends over the last 2 years. And she calls me all the time, and she's like, "Oh, I just thank God that you answer the phone, you know, when I call." And she said a lot of older people, you know, even though their children are in their life, it's like they're still distant. She said, "But you have a
yeah.
love for people that you don't even know." So we talk all the time, but she moved to tomorrow. She's moving. She's moving to Seattle. And she called me today, and she just thanked me. And, I mean, it was just, it was almost like the Holy Spirit was there, and it just really touched my heart because she was like, she said, "I know the Lord allowed me to come back." She said, "This is my second time, I think, in the United States." And she said, "I know this time the Lord allowed me to meet you and your family. So when I go back, you know, I have hope and I have someone that I be able to stay connected to." But it was just, she prayed some of the most beautiful prayers. I mean, it's like you look at her and it just, it seemed like you standing there in the presence of God when she prays for you. And she's moving to Seattle,
wow.
and from Seattle, and I think in August she'll be going back home to Kenya. But it's just, I'm emotional because sometimes I think, when I'm not doing what God desires for me to do, I am. Because he's connected me with so, you know, it's not with people with my age, but it's like older people that need love
mm-hmm.
and need compassion and need ministry and need encouragement. And even though me and my husband have been through so much with his mom, like we brought her here today, and some days she's sad, some days she's okay. And it's like it's rough, you know, to
yeah.
see someone, health just dwindling away. And a lot of times people depend on you to pray for them and encourage them, and sometimes we need it because it actually it pulls a lot away from you. But I can just, every time I just feel the Lord just replenishing me. Every time I feel depleted, I just feel him replenishing me. And that's
wow.
like last week I just got on and listened to you when you first started off sharing the word, and as you prayed for people, I think I might have stayed on almost to the last caller, but it was just so refreshing. And I said, "Lord, you said iron sharpened iron," because sometimes we think we're not doing enough, but we are where God has called us to be. And like I said, you know, I don't get to spend as much time with my grandkids as I desire because we're taking care of my mother-in-law, and that kind of pulls at me a lot. And because I have a granddaughter that's growing up, she'll be 13 next year. And I'm like, I don't
wow.
want to be in a place to where I'm not there, but I know this also is where God is calling me to, because these ladies are at the end of their life, and he's put
yeah.
me here to encourage them and pray for them and love on them. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for God, for the word of God, especially for the Holy Spirit, for having the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I pray in the Spirit a lot, and that helps me a whole lot. Praying in the Spirit, because
mm-hmm.
sometimes when you don't know what to pray, I just, even in the shower, I just pray in the Spirit. And when I'm outside to myself, I just pray in the Spirit. So I'm grateful, very grateful for the things that God has already done and what he continues to do in our lives. So thank you so much for praying and sharing and imparting that word into me tonight.
Oh, well, God bless you, and thank you for sharing, too. That's a good word and a reminder for all of us, really, is to pray in the Spirit, you know, whenever we can. And it's interesting that even praying the Spirit, and then God sends you a refreshing, you know, and you're praying the Spirit and God sends you a refreshing. That is a good word right there, because there's a lot of things that we're taking in right now as a people of God and the body of Christ. And then we're also stepping back out into things, you know, with this whole COVID thing being lifted.
Yes.
Now we're stepping back into things, you know. And I think, you know, part of that even is the tenfold and having a return. The church is returning tenfold, you know. And, you know, and where some might think they put a cap on things or silence things, they didn't. The spirit was still alive. The spirit was still working. And now it's going to come forth as a tenfold, and we need to take a hold of it. We need to grasp a hold of where the spirit is taking us and quickly be quick to obey, quick to do it, you know. So you're a blessing, you know, and you encourage me too. I'm sure you encourage others that are listening to you as well and all those on PGN. So God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, God bless
abundantly.
You too. And good to hear your voice and your ministry. I definitely appreciate the word being sold tonight, because like I said, some days you feel down, but not down, because you know that you're in a place where God has called you. Because sometimes you feel isolated, but you realize his presence is always around you, is always with you, because you can feel it. You can feel it. You can sense it. It's just things that he'll do that you know he's right there. And like you said, all the things that we've had to endure the last year or two, I'm forever be grateful to Randy, because I started listening to his ministry in 2016. And the night I got on, I heard him talk about taking communion, applying the blood of Jesus over your doorpost. Into your life, and that's something that I took and I ran with, and I've even implemented it in my family, in my immediate family, and even in my other family that desires to do it. You know, some of them are still in that religion mindset that they're only supposed to do it at church, but that has really been a blessing and a ultimate growth in our life, applying the blood over our life through this COVID, because we can see that protected us. It wasn't anything else. We've seen the blood covering us and protecting us through this whole time. So I'm grateful for that, because I've really grown in a lot of things through this ministry. So I'm grateful for that as well.
Yes, likewise, myself as well. I would say that to myself as well. And I don't hear anyone talk about taking communion like years ago too as well. I don't even know what year for me, but other than Pastor Randy start talking about communion and taking communion, and the Lord even and the Holy Spirit even using that at different aspects and saying, I want you to take communion here, you know, or take communion now, and then him just putting it together. But you're exactly right. It is. And that is, you know, basically what I was sharing tonight too, is unless the word of God comes forth, you know, it becomes like a life raft, and we use it. It becomes a life raft for the down the river of life, you know. And that was the word that came forth from him, you know, is to take communion and other things as well. But to, you know, to, but the word of the Lord coming forth and taking, using it, and that gets us through the river of life as a, So praise God. Praise God. So thank you, Lord. Keep speaking, Holy Spirit, and may we keep obeying and loving you. And may we see the tenfold increase throughout at large, throughout the body of Christ, God, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God bless you, the Deborah. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah, Minister Deborah, woman of God, beautiful woman of God. Thank you so much. Thank you for all that you do, because you could be somewhere else, but thank you for pouring back into us, Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for encouraging me. I appreciate that. Thank you, Rhonda.
Yes. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller is 910-709. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Sylvia. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm doing well. Good, good. Okay, I was for some reason you came to mind right before I, not open your phone line, but before I started the program tonight. That's when it was.
Oh, wow.
Before I logged on, yeah, you came to mind. I'm not sure what. I think I was thinking about you ministering and you were sharing how the power of God came on you to minister. And I thought about that and was wondering how you were doing, you know, with ministering. So,
well, I've been, he's getting ready to use me more, but I'm still in my intercessory group. I haven't been doing, I guess I'm getting spurts here and there, and he just released some interpretation of tongues and said that I would be giving messages in church. And he also just released the sending of spirits. So he's preparing for something soon. Because it's 1 week right behind each other. So he's getting ready for something. Yes, and then I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Florida in July, the second week in July. One of the pastors, she said that the Lord had told her to take me with her to, lay hands on at the altar and pray for people.
Oh,
so I'll be going there for
nice.
4 days. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. Oh, that's beautiful. Praise God. Okay, we can come into agreement with that, right?
Yes.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. Good to hear that. Yes, and that is encouraging to hear, like, the rumblings of the Holy Spirit, you know, like when the rivers start to kick up and the waters start to kick up, you know, to hear the blessing of the Lord in the church about tongues and giving words, interpreting, and the discernment of spirits. That's good. Very good. And that it still reminds me of even just talking tonight about the dream that I had about a tenfold and not just being a monetary thing, but seeing that as because it was a currency, that it's current. We're in the current season of seeing a tenfold and to grab a hold of it, like the wind was picking up and the spirit was, or the wind being the spirit, I was picking up and to grab a hold of it. And I was saying the tenfold can be, again, it's not always monetary. It could be strength, a tenfold return on our strength and just the things that we have been doing. So the things that have already been planted and harvesting, you know, being faithful in the little, just like you've been faithful with your intercessory, faithful with your intercessory prayer. And being constant and continual in prayer, because that's what the word says. Exactly. Be constant and continual in prayer. And that's exactly what you're doing, you know. And sometimes, and the enemy can, like, trip me up to sometimes think, oh, it's just prayer, it's just prayer group. But it's like that religious spirit gets in there, it creeps in, you know. But you're literally being obedient to the word of God. And it's not just that. And so many things can flow and come out of prayer and invitations. I've seen it myself, you know, and so being faithful with little, and now you're producing a harvest and you're producing an increase, and it's going to be a tenfold, you know. I'm just going to declare it as a tenfold increase for you. Yeah. So very good. Okay, so let's pray. Even though we know that the Lord not only hears our prayers, but he hears our conversations.
Amen.
So, you know, yeah, the Spirit was all in that too. So we thank you, Lord. We just thank you for your imprints and your impressions, Lord, upon your daughter's heart, God. We thank you for the Spirit of the living God. is her foundation, is her pillar, is her sustainer, and her sufficiency, God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray, Father, with this discernment of spirits, that these spirits, when you get like a whiff of them, like meaning like you're picking up on something, kind of like a dog, like can kind of like, you know, they pick their head up and they're smelling the air and you see nothing and you're like, what in the world, you know, but it's so concentrated how they can smell or how they can discern what they're picking up. And so I'm seeing that with you, but also feel to encourage you that you carry God's imprint and impression and, you know, that pillar and sustaining. There's nothing that can step on you that can actually imprint you. Only Christ can do that. So it might try to like mock, you know, try to like in a mockery out of intimidation and fear, because, you know, and you probably know way more than I do the tactics of the enemy and the discerning of spirits, you know. But, you know, where they make themselves bigger to be bigger than they really are, you know. Like more scarier than they really are, more frightful than they really are, more intimidating than they really are. And, like, and if you just pull back the curtain, it's like, you know, this tiny little thing, you know. They're just like bugs, and they scatter, you know. But nothing can – so even though you might be very discerning, I don't know if you pick up on things like how you pick up when you discern, like if you – anyway, if there's various ways, know that the only the Lord can imprint on your heart. So the enemy is not ever, you know, even though it can maybe feel real, I don't know, and I don't know if there's something as part of like the increase that's coming, but only the Lord can leave that imprint, like a lasting imprint. The enemy cannot do that, and he cannot like leave a stain even on you. And I thank you, Lord, for marking her and sealing her for the power of the Holy Spirit, God, in, I believe it's John 14, God, the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to cover her and to seal her, and has marked her. And there is no other mark and no other imprint that she declares and claims. God, everything else is a trespasser and a liar and an imitation, God. It's like it's fake. It's fake. Like, it's very fake. So, I mean, the spirits are real, but they're fake in how they cannot leave a mark on you in any way. Like, God has sealed you. Yeah, not even on your heart. So what I'm saying is, like, okay, like if you discern where you can sometimes pick, like you carry something in your emotions, or you carry it, so it feels like the depth of it can feel like it really is you, because you're feeling the depth of it. But it's not going to leave an imprint. It cannot leave an imprint. It's the Holy Spirit. You are consumed with the Holy Spirit. He's marked you. He's sealed you. And Lord, we thank you for the covering that she has, and in those an authority even over her, God, that they would be a blessing to her, that they would be united as they serve you, God, and they would have fortitude and a fortress, Father, for the kingdom of God to prevail, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yes. Let me see if I can look in this book real quick for us. I know it's a verse on the Holy Spirit just the other day. Hold on. I'll put my glasses on real quick. I know I have a couple colors, but I think I think I have enough time tonight to do that. So let's see. Yeah, I guess I was thinking in John 14, if you want to read that. And even John, well, this one says, the temple of the Holy Spirit is 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. We're sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 1:13. We're baptized by the Holy Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12:13. And God has given us the Holy Spirit, John 14:16, and then it has 16 verse 7, but I'm not sure if it's indicating to read through John 14 through 16:7. And then we are born of the Holy Spirit, John 3:6, and so he appoints, he leads, he reproves, he convicts, he's tested, he can be grieved. So he is a person, as you know. But, I mean, I think as you know him, even as a person, but and how he has you, like how he's covered you, where you're born of him. You're baptized by him. You're a temple of the Holy Spirit, and you're sealed of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think part of that is that the Holy Spirit encouraging you, and I don't know if it's the time where you're leading out, and maybe you've done that before with a church body or with a church ministry, but knowing, I know you know the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the voice of the Holy Spirit, but how he's got you covered and how he sealed you, make sure you have that established. Kind of like the, like if you ever go out to minister in like disaster relief, they kind of will debrief you. They will debrief you before you go on the sovereignty of God, just because there's so many things that are going to, like that you're going to see and that are going to move your heart, and you're going to wonder and you're going to question and you're going to doubt, but you have to rely back on the pillars of the Word of God, and there's pillars with the Holy Spirit of him sealing you, of you know, so make sure you have that in you before you go out.
You mean the actual marking and sealing that the Holy Spirit has done?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So let me see the mark.
And anything else anything else the Holy Spirit would, that, you know, the imprint of the Holy Spirit in your life, you know, any other verses or anything you read in the meantime, you know, where Ephesians 5:8-2 says, be filled with the Spirit.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit, right, too, is, and just like the Word of God, just like what I was saying about the Word of God coming forth, and we live off of that, which you are exactly going to be doing through the discerning of spirits and even relying on the on the Spirit, relying on the Spirit when you lay hands on people, you're relying on that word, right, to come forth and to use it. And just like the word's going to come forth to the other people and they're going to use it, because the Spirit is all powerful, you know, and all knowing and ever present. Yeah.
Awesome.
That's good. Yeah, that'll be so encouraging. Very cool.
Oh, I forgot to tell you one. About 2 Sundays ago, I was going to stay home. I wasn't feeling well. And it's a small, the small church I told you I go to on Sunday nights. Well, uh-huh. There was a guy there that used to be a preacher. He got in a car wreck, and he hadn't walked in years. So that night, I forgot to tell you, another lady in the church, she called me up to help pray for him. And then some other saints came up, and he walked on God. We laid hands on him, and he walked, got up, and walked out of his chair. Yeah.
Wow.
That was
amazing. My goodness.
Yeah. And then he had walked in years, and I got so excited because I had never seen that before.
Yeah.
Oh, but yet, you know, having God. And then the pastor told me, he even told me that the enemy was trying to get me to stay home. He even told me I had gotten into bed and said, and told me that whenever that happens to me, it's just that the Holy, that the enemy is trying to get me to stay home so that I wouldn't come. But I couldn't rest, so I just felt like I had to get up and go. So I got dressed and went, and then that's when that happened. You know, the other lady, she's healing and deliverance as well. So we started laying hands on and praying, and he actually got up and walked across the room. And
that was
amazing. Yes.
Well, how many people were there during the prayer meeting when that happened?
Well, it's a small church. About 12 or 13, because a lot of people don't come out that much. And it was about 12 or 13. And all of us, everybody had went to the front. But just us two were laying hands, you know, on his legs and in his chest. And then he got filled he got filled up again once he had walked across the room. He got filled up with the Holy Spirit again. And, oh, man, he was just hollering and screaming, going across the floor. I was like, my God. But God had told me that I would see a lot of miracles. And so I think really that's my really first one of seeing somebody get up out the wheelchair and walk. You know, and
I haven't walked in
years. Yeah. So that's been on my mind ever since it happened. I'm like, Lord, I think that's the first miracle. He told me I was going to see many. And so, what happened was my back had started bothering me, and I knew the enemy had did that because I came home and got into bed from church. But he wouldn't allow me to sleep, and I just got up, and I went anyway, and that's what happened. So I said, from now on, I'm just going to push through, you know, and try to get there if I can. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it's like here and there. I'm seeing things, and he's beginning to open doors. So, and as he opened the doors, it seems like, I know you got other people, so I'm going to let you go. But I'm beginning to see, you know, more things. But it's great.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I was going to say, you reminded me, because I put it on my notes. Well, I printed up my notes, and then when I look at them, then I write side notes on them. And the Lord reminded me right before I actually logged in while I was still looking at my notes. Acts 19:11, where it says, now God worked unusual miracle by the hands of Paul, so that even the handkerchiefs and aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Okay, and so what happened was it ended up being the Lord showed me some. I actually talked about this one time on Blog Talk because the Lord showed me this like last October or September or August, something like that, August, September, October. said those words backwards, but that the people who ended up magnifying the name of the Lord, okay, it says, and fear fell on all of them, and the name of the Lord Jesus Christ was magnified. And so the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. It was, the Lord was showing me that this was a true authenticity of those who followed him, is that they magnified the Lord, and then things began to grow and prevail mightily. And so I knew there was some sort of connection. I don't even know if that is what, like, with my dream, but the Lord showed me to put, like, he was going to start turning things around that are more favorable and that are more favorable and bringing this increase, this tenfold increase, again, not always monetary, and but we are to magnify his name and to glorify him, although people will know, right, and it does open doors for you and the Spirit of God, but to continue to be humble in that, but to also see his word grow mightily and to prevail. And again, that goes back to what we just talked about, what I opened about, you know, just hearing his word and using it.
Right.
Yeah. So praise God. Thank you for sharing that, because I knew I was supposed to share that first. So thank you. God bless you.
Okay. You have a good night.
You too. That was awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. And we look forward to hearing more, too, more testimonies. That's awesome. Okay. All righty. So now we're going to go to 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to, and where are you calling from?
I'm Stephanie from Illinois.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. I'm sorry. I don't know why I can't remember your phone number. I mean, the first three. I was like, I know I should know this one when I see an 847. I was like, okay. So, Father, we just thank you for Stephanie, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, Lord. I thank you, God, for the identity that he's building in you. And I see, you know, like some things are pressing on you and things that are pressing, but I also see in that he's actually building within you. So it's also, you know, things get removed from us when we have pressure on us as well. And sometimes we're not always maybe happy with how we handle that, or we think, oh, I could have did that better, or whatever. You know, or like, did I just sustain that? Was there anything fruitful that came out of that? So, but I see him in that actually building your identity. And I don't know exactly. So the inward working is, so I see this pressing up against, like you're in a little room, and this is just what I'm seeing. And, it's up against your shoulders, and it's like pressing you on both sides. But I, inwardly, the Lord is building your identity. So I thank you, Father, for a release of that. We thank you for the fullness of it, God. We thank you for such the importance of it, Father. In Jesus' name, God, we ask for every lie to be removed and brought up in the name of Jesus, Lord, to be seen for what it is. God, we thank you for Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, Lord, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, we thank you, God, that that is part of her identity, that you impart to her is the way, the truth, and the life, God. And Jesus, you came to impart a truth and grace. All that you speak out of is truth and grace, God. And I ask for an increase in each ear, God, truth and grace, truth and grace. God, in her ears, Father, speak to her by way of the Holy Spirit, God, and we thank you. We thank you for the guidance and the comfort and the teacher of the Holy Spirit speaking grace and truth to her ears, God, and we thank you, Lord, that as you do this, that even the pressure, that's the pressure just even begins to melt. Like even if it still exists and the circumstance is still there, you don't feel it the same way. You're not aware of it in the same capacity And it's because he's building his identity in you. So I thank you, Father, what you do is lasting. May it be magnified and glorified in her life, God, in Jesus' name. And may it be in such a way, Lord, that as it generally is, Lord, but in such a way that others see it as well, God, that others see the transformation taking place in her life, God. We thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we also thank you, Lord, knowing in our identity, God, you call forth our destiny through that, God. So we thank you, Lord, for her future. Lord, we thank you, God, for the next thing, Lord, after building her identity is her destiny. And you know, so in Jeremiah, I'm going to just read this. And here we go. Jeremiah 29:11. Oops, let me just do 29 so I can get the other verses around it. But I think if I read this in the, I'm going to read this in the voice version. Let me go down to 11. Where it says, for I know the plans in some verses or passages, not only say plans, but it says thoughts. So God has thoughts for us. For I know the plans, or I know the thoughts that I have for you, says God, plans for peace and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. And then this version says, never forget that. At that time, you will call out to me, and I will hear you. You will pray, and I will listen. You will look to me intently, and you will find me. Yes, I will be found by you, says the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations. So I was beginning to speak to Israel there, but it is a promise for us as well. So bless you and glory be to God.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thanks for praying.
Oh, my pleasure, privilege. Thank you so much. Okay, good night. Okay, caller 920-27. Hello. 920-279. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Oops, I think I just lost them. They maybe weren't ready. They thought they were ready, but they weren't ready. Airtime, and then they weren't ready. Oh, yeah, they did just drop. Okay, well, too bad. Okay, so Father, we just bless them in Jesus' name. Sorry, I'm getting tired. I just bless them in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Father. We just thank you, God, that you would gather and collect their hearts and put those things together and just join them together with you as in the body of Christ. And you talk about the body of Christ and the sinew and the joints and the muscles and the tendons, God, let them be joined together and held together by you, God. But I just pray for that grouping and that together in the body of Christ, Lord, that you would hold them together for your glory in Jesus' name. Okay, so I have about 10 more minutes or so, and a few callers that are dialed in, but you don't have one pressed on your keypad for ministry. So if you are dialed in and you would like ministry prayer this evening, you can press 1 on your keypad, and I'll open up your phone line or put you in queue. And you don't have to dial back in. You can just open your keypad and press 1, and it'll open up your phone line. Assist you, yeah. It'll just keep you in order the way you dialed in and put you in queue. So that's awesome if you'd like to do that. That would be great. So if you would, okay, caller, I see you. Thank you. I'll be right there. If you would, I just thought of this. If you would, please continue to pray for John and I that we would minister effectively while we're at the apartment still. Again, we still see the same people cross our paths, and that the Lord would open up the conversations Yeah, and then I'll be able to pray even effectively prior to that. And, you know, he would prepare hearts and whatnot. And so over the weekend, my family was here, you know, because the apartment has a pool. And we ran into old friends, not old friends of ours, but people that used to go to the old church that we used to go to. So it's interesting because we're both at like different ends of the community, and I know they pray and I know we pray. So it's like, I feel like we're like wings. I know there's other Christians too, but it kind of feels like we're wings on the campus. So just pray the Spirit of the Lord to move and to be active in our building and to those that we cross paths with, and that the Lord literally would open up conversations that we would not leave here. We would not leave anything undone from the time that we are here that the Lord wants us to accomplish and to bring forth. And even if it's to pray for specific people, you know, that I have on my heart and my mind already, even as I say this, then so be it. But I don't want to feel like, I don't want to walk away thinking we left something undone. So let it be that the Lord, you know, you guys know how to pray, so just be praying that. Okay, thank you. Okay, 315, good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Talise calling in from Morton Window. I'm sorry, I have a sinus infection, so I sound a little stuffy.
Oh, okay. So tell me your first name again.
Talise, I'm sorry.
Oh, Aunt Talise. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was breaking up a little bit. And yes, you do sound a little different. That's okay. Okay.
I'm sorry.
But I didn't mean to make you even overspeak and strain your voice or anything. Okay, so let me pray. Father, we thank you, God, for Aunt Talise, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, just for the emphasis that you're doing in her life, God, in Jesus' name. You know, like, I don't even know what this means, but like when you italicize something or put an emphasis on something, I feel like the Lord is doing that with you. I don't know what that is, and I don't see it, but I see him doing an emphasis. He's emphasizing something, and I'm not even sure why you use italics. I know why I use it, but I'm not grammatically correct. But so that it's noticed, I'm seeing it as the italicized part is that it's noticeable and it's different, and God is emphasizing that. So, which is a good thing. I mean, it's always good, whatever the Lord is doing, wherever the Lord's attention is, his eyes, his heart, his hands, it's always a good thing. And, so we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, God, and just, this work, Lord, just, this beautiful work. And I just ended up closing that. Let me just say it. This gives me an eclipse. Italics are used primarily to denote titles or names of particular work or objects in order to allow the title or the name to stand out from the surrounding sentence. So italics may also be used for emphasis. Oh, I didn't even know that in writing, but only rarely. Okay, so titles. Okay, so emphasis ties. Yeah, I'm not sure what all that is related to. I don't even know if it even bears witness with you, but that's what I'm seeing and getting from the Lord. So praise God.
Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Okay, bye. Okay, thank you, Lord. Yeah, like, so be it unto her, Lord. Okay, 608-960. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Shannon in Wisconsin.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you, Lord, for Shannon, Father. And we just pray the blessing of the Lord
to be upon him, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that he is your son. God, we thank you, Lord, that you have claims on him as your son. Jesus' name. Wow. So, Lord, we thank you for that protection. We thank you for that calling. Wow. There's just like really a protection over you as the Lord's calling. I'm sorry, I got blog tied in my ear. As the Lord's calling you, his son is, I see him really very protective over you as his son and, you know, not hovering or anything, but very protective and like his arm on your shoulder and just protective, like in the sense of, yeah, like he has claims on you and he's protective of your soul, protective of your spirit, protective of your destiny. And the places that you go, you know, the path that you take. Father, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, you know, Proverbs 3, I think it is, says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your steps. Is what comes to mind, because it's almost like his hand is on your shoulder and, like, you know, it's not saying anything, but it's just moving you in the direction that you need to go and, like, not that path, but over here, you know. And, yeah, and it's a different kind of, it's not like an earthly, I know that's all that we have to compare with, but it's not, it's more over your soul and your future and your destiny that he is protective over, and even like even your mind and how you take things in, and your soul, like literally your soul, your mind, will, and your emotions. He's very protective over that, and he has claims on it. I mean, so I'm not even sure what all of that means, and it's certainly not in a hovering way. It's not in a bad way. It is very much like his authority and his, you know, majestic power in purchasing you, that he has claims on you. So that's what I'm getting.
That's comforting. I often wonder, believe it or not.
Oh, really? Yeah, no.
So, yeah, I mean, that's really a good word for me right now, because I got hit a little rough patch about an hour ago. So I do want to ask if you would pray for my future wife and that God will line it up. It's, you know, a daily prayer for me, but I want to keep on asking.
Sure. Sure, I'd be happy to. Thank you, Lord. It's coming to agreement, God, with Shannon and all the prayers of the saints, Lord, that are believing for a bride for Shannon. Father, we just thank you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we know it is according to your word, God, that says he who finds a wife finds a good thing, God. So we pray, God, for good things to come into his life, God, in Jesus' name, God. And may it be the good thing that is rightly suited and fitted for Shannon, God. So we thank you, Lord, for wherever this daughter of yours may be in the kingdom, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, let it be a match, God, and let their past cross, Lord. And I know I've prayed this before because it's in your word, but after you created Adam, and then your word says you presented Eve to Adam, God, and we ask that you would present this bride, this future bride, to Shannon as well, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. God bless you.
Thanks.
Okay.
Alrighty, last caller, 250-531. Good evening. This is Deborah. Who am I speaking to?
This is Julia May from Alabama.
Oh, Julia May. Thank you. Okay, Julia May. I like the way you say your name. I know I said that before. Thank you, Father, for Julia May. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, just for refreshing. God, and I see you, actually, I see you offering a refreshing and like a hospitality and a refreshing. Mm-hmm. I thank you for that, Lord. And like your pitcher, the pitcher is full. So it's full and it's ready and it's like you're good to go, you know. And mm-hmm. So I thank you for that, like an eagerness, and the eagerness to refresh others, and you're good to go. It's full. So, Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. It's such what a vital time, really, for the body of Christ to be refreshed mm-hmm. By others in this season, and just coming out of, you know, well, I was calling it our caves, but because of COVID, you know, we're coming out of our caves, you know, but it is more and more. I mean, we were, but you know what I'm saying. So, but Lord, I just thank you, God, for this refreshing, Lord, and God, that those that are in need of this refreshing, God, and you've equipped her to do so, Lord, let it be so, God, let them be before her, Lord. That she might eagerly offer this refreshing that she has, Lord. And then, Father, as she fills up others, because the word says, if you are a refreshing, you shall be refreshed, like a generous man shall receive generously, and those who refresh others shall themselves be refreshed. Paraphrase version a little bit there. And this and being refreshed herself and knowing how to do that herself, kind of like David said, I rejoice, or I encourage himself before the Lord. And it's like you know how to find that refreshing for yourself and then offer it to others. So I think there's a place too, and the people that you refresh and teaching them in whatever manner that would be to find their refreshing, to keep their pitcher full, and to find it themselves before the Lord as well so that they can refresh others. Because, you know, there used to be different vessels, and this was part of your vessel mm-hmm. and part of your being and your nature and who you are. Mm-hmm. So there used to be different vessels in Scripture. What if people would even carry, like, tied around them like a little cup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would go to from house to house or travel or whatever, people would offer them a refreshing. They would offer them to put something in their cup, you know. They would have to have they would have to have like the proper vessel for that to be mm-hmm. filled. So I see it as being as part of your nature to do so. So that's what I'm getting for you tonight, Julia May.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doing okay, just doing fine, but we just I'm still having trouble with her. I guess I'm about to get a move around a whole bunch of lot more, so ankles are still swelling up for some reason. Swelling up. We get them down and swell up so bad, but I elevated, I put on a screen to get in the bed. I can get in the bed and put on. And then I, just let them rest so they can go down because it gets so tight. Mm-hmm. Never had problems with her feet when it's up and down, her surgery. And
she hasn't had that before, or?
No.
Huh. Uh-oh, did I lose her? Oops. Wait a second. I don't know which number she is. Oh, yeah, she might have accidentally, her phone line dropped. I think she accidentally might have hit her phone. I don't think I did it. If I did, I apologize. I don't think I did it. Just heard a noise, and then I looked up, and she's gone. Okay, well, I do have to end. I feel kind of bad. But let's pray for Jennifer and her swelling. So, Father, we just pray for Jennifer now in Jesus' name, Lord. We ask, Lord, that the elevation of her feet would help with the swelling, God. We just rebuke any pain, command it to leave her body in the name of Jesus. We pray for every organ within her body, Father, in Jesus' name, that it would function properly, that it would have the right blood counts, and the white and red blood cells, God, would function as they should. God, that any organs that we have normally to remove toxins, God, that they would do their job and work properly and function, God, at the level that you created them to function, Father. In Jesus' name, we bless Jennifer's body. We send forth a healing word and the healing virtue of God unto her body in Jesus' name. And God, let that be released, Lord, for your word says, you sent your word to heal us, God. So send forth your word to her body, God, and let it be healing by your virtue, healing by your nature, God, healing by your breath and your word. We prophesy life and health to every organ within her body in Jesus' name. We thank you for the function, the fluid, again, the blood flow and the counts between the red and the white would be balanced. In Jesus' name, and we thank you for life, health, vigor, and vitality unto Jennifer, God. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus ever liveth to make intercession on our behalf. So let him intercede on Jennifer's behalf, sending forth your word, God. Send forth the Ruach breath of God into Jennifer's body, God, to bring forth healing and preservation unto her, Father. We bless her in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, friends. Have a good evening and shalom to you.